Today is the fourth day of the Omer. We will be saying Hayom Arba'a Yomim Ba'Omer. The Midah that we are working with in this first week of Chesed of Kindness is the aspect of Netzach Shebechesed. Netzach has many meanings. Right now we'll just say the eternity within kindness. Kindness is a wonderful Midah that we are all supposed to emulate of Hashem. Today we're going to focus on perpetuating that kindness, keeping it going on and on and on. Netzach also comes from the word nitzachon, which is victory. In other words, you have to fight and be victorious, and to continuously fight and continuously be victorious, and to continue to maintain your kindness. A kindness that's a one-off is not a complete kindness. A kindness that continues on and on and on forever, as it were, is the complete type of kindness. So it's that facet that we will be focusing on. So when we look at the Bein Adam LaMakom aspect of Netzach Shebechesed, the aspect of man and God, we should be, number one, reflecting on Hashem's eternal existence, number one, that Hashem exists forever. As such, we will then reflect on the fact that the kindness that flows from Hashem comes from Him to the entire world and to you in particular on a constant basis forever. Hashem, who gives you the ability to breathe, He does that constantly, and you're constantly, you could count on it. And the more you realize that God keeps doing this on and on and on, as we say in the davening, Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, Hashem renews constantly the acts of creation. He doesn't stop for a moment. So the kindness is an eternal kindness. The more you think about this, remember, chesed is rooted in love, the more you will come to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Number two in our aspect between Hashem and man, just like Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem was deciding whether it was to punish the city of Sodom or whether it was to punish the Jewish people for various sins that they did, Avram and Moshe, they both sparred and debated, argued and even disputed with Hashem, and they'd stand up against Him, as it were. And when they saw that Hashem's anger was so great that He was ready to punish either the entire city of Sodom or the Jewish people, and to fight with Hashem for the benefit of others, and at the end they obtained Hashem's love for that. Now, Avram, of course, did not totally succeed with Sodom, although his prayers helped for Lot. But Moshe was able to succeed and save the Jewish people so many times. And that's why that caused Hashem to love them more, because they were trying to help Hashem's people. As opposed to Noah, on the other hand, when he heard the world was going to be destroyed, he didn't take it to heart to spar with Hashem. He did not take it to heart to plead with the generation for his generation. And he was called the foolish shepherd. So if you have a situation where somebody is suffering, and you pray to Hashem, and you, as it were, argue with Hashem, and you say, Hashem, you know, what is it helping this person that you continue to make him sick? Please have mercy on him. Show your attribute of kindness to this person. If you will do this, Hashem sees how much you care about others. So this is the netzach aspect of the nitzachon, victory, fighting for things. You will ultimately achieve Hashem's love for you, because by defeating His plans of punishing others, that's ultimately what Hashem wants. When Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to destroy the Jews, why did He have to tell Moshe? He could have just destroyed the Jews. But He's telling it to Moshe as leaving an opening, as it were, to say, and if you try to defend them, I may listen to what you have to say. Now we understand why on a typical third day of Chol HaMoed, which this falls on, when it's not Shabbos, the laning includes what happened post-sin of the golden calf, where Hashem told Moshe, after agreeing to Moshe's defense of the Jews, Hashem told Moshe to redo the second tablets. He offered Moshe the 13 attributes of mercy. This showed the love that Hashem had, because Moshe sparred with the Jewish people, and that's why we read this when it's not on the Shabbos. So that's the second aspect. The third aspect is that we have to go to war against our evil inclination and force it to the side of good. The Talmud says a person should not say, you know, I don't want to eat meat and milk together. I don't want to wear shatness. It's not even an interest to me. I can't stand it anyway. Rather, a person should say, really, I would like to eat meat and milk together. Really, I would like to wear shatness. But what can I do? My Father in heaven decrees that I may not. What are you accomplishing by that? You arouse your evil inclination a little bit in order to ultimately defeat it. And this will enable you to attain Hashem's love for you again through your using the attribute of eternality and victory. Again, to fight against Yetzer Hara and to defeat it, and to defeat it constantly. That is part of what Netzach is. So therefore, as a practical example, you should try to overcome your Yetzer Hara today in a specific area of personal weakness. Even if it's in a small area, and even if it's only one time on this day, all the more so if you can defeat it in a specific area for the entire day. For example, if you have trouble getting up in the morning to be on time for davening, say, today I'm going to overcome a Yetzer, I'm going to beat it up, and I'm going to make that Yetzer come with me to davening and to be on time for davening. And I hope that's going to be something that I can do on a regular basis. This is all in the area between man and God. When we're dealing in the area between man and others, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we have to be persistent with our kindness to others, so that the kindness that we do with people remains eternal. And you can achieve this, number one, by remembering that this is what Hashem does for us constantly, and that the world would be desolate if Hashem would not consistently pour existence into it. So for example, let's say you lent a person a lot of money to keep him afloat financially. And then after a certain period of time, he needs more money. You shouldn't say, well, I lent you once and now I'm not going to take care of it anymore. You should lend him again and again to keep him going afloat. Or if it's not in a financial area, what if you happen to have a car and you go to work and another fellow's work is nearby? Giving him a ride every day would be an example of eternity with your kindness, to the point that he could count on that ride all the time for you. Second aspect is to do your kindness, the very kindness that you do, not just multiple kindnesses, but the very kindness you do, try to find in a way that that kindness itself will remain eternally. For example, let's say a person needs you to lend him money, and you're capable of lending money, but you're also capable of setting him up in a business or providing him with a job, and if you do that, he's not going to have to come on to borrowing money for you, and he'll be able to take care of himself properly for a long time. So that's a kindness that becomes a perpetual kindness in and of itself. Or as we saw in the story with Choni HaMe'agel. Choni HaMe'agel saw a person planting a carob tree. And when he asked the person, when will this carob tree bring fruits? And he said it will take 70 years. And he said, why are you doing it if you won't enjoy it? And he said, well, my great-grandfathers did that so I could benefit from it. So I'm doing it so my great-grandchildren will benefit from it. This is a kindness that will perpetuate beyond your lifetime. So we should think of types of kindnesses, whether it be an endowment fund or whatever, where we start something now, where that will continue beyond our lifetime. Another example in the area of kindness, if you don't have money, is, let's say, giving good advice. Especially true when you're giving advice that will maintain the person's personal position for a long period of time. Or a piece of advice in terms of dealing with one's Yetzer Hara. If you give them a simple technique of whenever, for example, the person gets angry and he has trouble controlling it, if you give him a simple technique in controlling his anger that he uses all the time, so many, many times after the advice is given, he will be able to defeat his Yetzer Hara. In another aspect, think of the things your parents, teachers, or friends did to you in the past that made a lasting impression on you, and think of ways of doing the same thing with your children and others. Now, the body part to focus on, again, since we're getting involved in battle and things like that, you should be using your right hand whenever dealing with these battles, whether it's to overcome something, whether it's to maintain a behavior, to use the right hand as often as it is practical. The time of the day is to try to defeat your evil inclination and maintain your good actions, especially kindness, is in the day and especially in the morning. So therefore, getting up in the morning is a perfect example of this. Being able to be on time for davening is a perfect example for that. Anything involved in the morning, getting on time for work, whatever it is, to defeat a Yetzer, the morning time is a good time. The blessing to concentrate in the morning Amida is the bracha of Mivarech Hashanim, when we're asking for Parnasa, where we need Hashem to constantly provide for us. When we say Barech Aleinu, when we say the word Barech Aleinu, we're saying, Hashem, we want you to bless us. To realize that it's Hashem who is, and to remember He's constantly blessing us with the Parnasa that comes, so that we are always maintained in staying afloat. And that will inspire us to do the same thing for others. The holy name of Hashem to think about that deals with Netzach is the Yud Hey Vav Hey Hashem Tzivakos. And especially when we're reading verses from the prophets, especially when we're reading verses which speak of the greatness of Moshe, who Moshe is the shepherd of Nitzachon, and especially during the morning prayer. Now, the quality that one must be involved with to acquire Torah is that called Bevinas Halev and Besichlus Halev, which is understanding of the heart on different levels and the Seichel of the heart. Which means to say, now the obvious thing, remember, Netzach is consistency. So we're talking a lot about reviewing what you have learned. That's consistency. Many people find it very boring and not inspiring to review what they learn. And even if they do review what they learn, they may be only merely verbalizing the words and not thinking about what you already know. So the point is to not merely say the words when you review your learning, which you already are doing orally, as we have said in previous attributes, but rather say the words with great concentration and understanding of what you have learned. It can go faster as you have already internalized what it means, but it's still you have to be thinking of what you're saying, and that will perpetuate the learning that you have. If you learn and you forget, then you don't have the kindness in perpetuity in terms of appreciating the Torah that Hashem has given you. So make sure that the reviewing that you're doing orally is done with good thought, so that will remain with you on a permanent basis. With all these tools, we'll have a successful day 4 in counting the Omer and perfecting the aspect of Netzach Shebechesed. Have a great day.